our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Staying in Michigan, Michigan news, Michigan politics, which is what we do. One of the things that we're looking at, Mayor Mike Duggan of Detroit, speaking with MERS on their Monday podcast, brought up a question to Mr. Duggan, and now we're starting to see his Democrat bloodlines coming out, even though he's now running as an independent candidate to be governor in 2026. While attending the University of Michigan, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's senior political science thesis was on why presidential primaries should be done through rank choice voting. Duggan supported the rank choice voting concept while he was 21 years old. Nowadays, ahead of the 2026 election, where he's running as an independent for governor despite his past Democratic Party affiliations. Also hoping to appear on the November 2026 ballot is the Rank My Vote organization, which wants to put it on the ballot to ask Michigan voters if they want future elections determined by ranking candidates from most preferred to least preferred. Being on the show with MERS Monday podcast, Duggan said, "I wrote a whole thesis on how it's completely random the way we're doing this. But if you have ranked choice voting and a new challenging candidate emerge, you could actually vote for that person. If they didn't win, your second vote could still count." Duggan said on yesterday's episode, "I think ranked choice voting people are going in the right direction." Okay, stop the bus right there. Alaska has adopted ranked choice voting, and they keep getting Lisa Murkowski as their U.S. Senator. Why? Because she can't win in a Republican primary. A few years ago, when she was up for election, I believe it was 6 years ago, well, guess what? She lost in the Republican primary. You know how she got reelected to go back to the U.S. Senate? She did a write-in campaign. Lisa Murkowski, longtime name in Alaska politics. Her dad was involved in it for decades. And the little girl, Lisa, took over his name, is basically what she did. Duggan? Absolutely not. Not going to support you in any way, shape, or form. And honestly, anybody that votes for you is wasting their vote. Duggan says he believes the proposed system keeps you away from the extremes, getting people elected with true consensus. He described ranked choice voting as an idea whose time has come. Well, the earliest it could be adopted here in Michigan would be by a ballot referendum that would have to appear on the November general 2026 election. He feels it wouldn't even affect his race. He added that he does need to see more official details from the Rank My Vote people and what they're proposing, which were being workshopped and road tested by organizers last fall. Very simply, under the ranked choice system, the candidate who is most preferred by more than 50% of the voters is elected. However, if there's a group of candidates running and no candidate gets the 50%, another round of counting the ballots begin. The least preferred candidate on the bottom is eliminated. And for the voters that listed them as their first choice, those votes go to their second choice candidate. They started pushing this idea here in Michigan back in September 16th of 2024. Last September. Well, in November of 23, an off-year election, electors at the local levels of the cities of Kalamazoo, East Lansing, and Royal Oak approved municipal ballots for their local municipalities, ballot measures so that they could elect school officials, city officials, and others determined based on ranked choice voting. However, our Michigan state law does not currently permit ranked choice voting, resulting in local governments being barred from implementing their choices. Pat Zabawa, Rank MI Votes executive director, said, "We are pleased to see candidates from across the political spectrum supporting ranked choice voting. And it's especially exciting to see candidates recognize that our initiative campaign is underway, and now we may have meaningful enhancement for Michigan voters in the future." Zabawal explained in a statement obtained by MERS News Service that the language for the ballot initiative is still being developed before collecting signatures. With organizers entering another round of review processes, they encourage the public to participate by signing up to being a supporter on our website. Absolutely not. People, my advice, don't get involved in this in any way, shape, or form. And if you're approached by a signature gatherer, say no thank you. Not interested. Rank R-A-N-K, MI Vote. Well, Zabawa claims that since last fall, they've obtained 250 volunteers. They're now breaking those volunteers up into 11 regions, and they're beginning to have regularly localized meetings with their teams. Duggan was interviewed for the MERS Monday podcast to discuss January polling commissioned by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. They used a 600-person registered voter sample. Well, they found that 63.4% of respondents agreed that neither party was producing the kind of candidates that can get anything done, and that an independent governor should be elected, so they're forced to work with both sides to get something accomplished. This came out just 6 days ago. Poll finds Michiganders could look for an independent for governor. Additionally, on the podcast, Duggan described the very moment he officially said that the Democratic Party no longer served him. This was about a week after the November 5th, 2024 election results came in, when Donald Trump defeated then Vice President Kamala Harris 49.7% to 48.3%, totaling 80,103 votes here in Michigan. Well, I listened to the people. saying the problem was that we weren't strong enough on the left. We should have been pushing these left-wing issues harder to mobilize our turnout. I said in response, these folks have no clue what the average American is thinking. I'm going to watch the Democrat Party run to the left for the primary. I'm going to watch a party nominate a candidate from the far left. But if we're going to change any politics in this state, in this country, we have got to show people a different way. Dugan has been on the road pitching his independent candidacy. Back on January 30th, he was in Macomb County speaking to the Southeast Michigan Chamber of Commerce. They held it at the Andiamo Italian restaurant on Van Dyke. Reportedly, 600 people showed up. He also requested a Gen Z event that he wanted to be hosted at Blake's Orchard and Cider Mill in Armada. Well, back in November, Trump won Armada Township's two precincts with 73.4% of the Republican and total general vote. New mayor for New Baltimore, Michigan, Thomas Seaman, hosted him in a room above a local bar. Duggan said the place was packed by 200 people. Among the community's five Macomb County precincts, Donald Trump won there on average by 66%. Duggan learned about Harsin's Island, a marshy island in Clay Township, sitting at the mouth of the St. Clair River on Lake St. Clair. He heard of the island previously being home to 2,400 people. Now they're down to 400. Why? Complaints about an almost non-existent ferry service drove people away. These are the kinds of things I'm hearing out there in local neighborhoods. And it takes new thinking by a new governor to get in there and fix with both sides, both political parties, these problems. That's why I'm running for governor as an independent. Well, good luck with that. I think there's going to continue to be a red wave in Michigan in 2026, and the Republican candidate for governor is going to win. Problem is, who is that person going to be? Final thoughts for today's show. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today, this Tuesday. We are in the middle of Nielsen ratings surveys going out in the mail, online, text messaging. Everybody is in the process of getting these surveys. We need your help. This is a non-election year. The radio station, this show in particular, focused on Michigan news, Michigan politics. Right now, we only have one paid sponsor, Jim Rundstad, for the Michigan GOP state party chairman's race. I've endorsed him personally. He has paid to run commercials on this show. We'll be having interviews with him this coming week. Other than that, after the state convention, folks, February 21st, 22nd, we're basically done. Revenue to the radio station will be down this year. Being a non-election year, we need new sponsors. The way we get more sponsors is by you guys talking to good, conservative, patriot businesses that you think would be a good fit for this show, for our radio station. But the only way people are going to know to listen to the station is if you put a rear window sticker on your vehicles. Whatever you drive, your wife, your kids, whoever. We're not asking for donations. We're not asking for money. It's not that bad yet. But we need increased listenership. And the way you can help us is text me your name, your mailing address, either your business office or your home, and how many stickers you can absolutely pledge to put on vehicles to get driven around the 97.7 FM listening area. The more people that see these stickers, the more people will check it out. Maybe they'll like this show. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll listen to the music, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll. A lot of people tell me they love the music on the station. Well, by doing that, getting the word out about the station, maybe when they fill out the Nielsen surveys, they'll mention us as one of the radio stations they listen to. If they do that, our rankings go up. When the rankings go up, ad agencies look at those rankings and they choose for their sponsors, for their businesses, they've been hired to buy advertising for, they decide to mail us a check and email us a commercial. I don't have to go out and solicit new sponsors. They send us the money in the mail and email us the commercials. I forward the commercial to my engineer, Devin Lawrence, with their order. He uploads it in automation. You guys start hearing it on the radio. That's how this radio game is played. But we need your help. Now, I'm going into Traverse City. I'm going to be leaving the office roughly at about 1 o'clock today, about an hour after I get off the mic. If you can right now text me your name, address, and how many vehicles you can pledge to put on these rear window stickers on, I'll fill them out in an envelope, I'll put the stamp on it, and I'll take it to the Traverse City Post Office this afternoon. You could get these as early as Thursday or Friday. But we need these stickers on vehicles as soon as possible. So if you could do me a favor, help us out in this effort, I'd greatly appreciate it. Again, text me at 231-360-5140. Name, mailing address, please include your last name. Some of you, I've only have your first name stored in my phone. First and last name, mailing address, and how many stickers you pledge, you can absolutely guarantee us that you can put on. We are down to roughly about 300 of these left, and we need every one of them on there this month as soon as possible. So greatly appreciate if you help us do that. We are going to be talking about DOGE, Department of Government Efficiencies, being created at the county levels. Taking Donald Trump, Elon Musk's idea, and seeing if we can build a grassroots, county-wide Department of Government Efficiency in every county that's in our listening area. This is something we're doing here in Antrim County. We're going to be at the state convention rolling it out. We defeated a ballot proposal to build a $33.5 million new jail in Bel Air, Michigan, Antrim County seat. We defeated it. After the new year, when the new commissioner board got elected, 3 out of 5 county commissioners voted to borrow a bond. And they're going ahead and going to build this monstrosity that we don't even need, we don't even want. Well, we're going to do a petition drive to put it on the ballot again, paying with money that we already have in our coffers. $64 million in the bank, and they want to borrow money. Unbelievable. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Pat Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer.